Amen. All right. Well, we welcome anyone that has not been here. Labor Day seems like this is kind of the end of something, and I'm kind of happy about that. And the start of something new, and I'm kind of happy about that. So, thinking about how God spoke to us about entering into his rest. And a rest is a good place, but in the day that we live in, rest is not easy to achieve. And I don't think it was any different when Jesus was on the earth. In fact, there was a lot of crazy stuff going on. It said that there was gross darkness, you know, and I understand darkness, but gross darkness is really dark. And it was gross darkness, but Jesus brought a breath of fresh air called the Holy Spirit into all of the things that he was doing. You know, he said, yeah, well, we're going to fulfill all the law, but this is the way it's really going to be. And whether it be in miracles, signs, wonders, every place that Jesus went, there was healings. And sometimes the healings were all got healed. Now, you know, in our services and different times when we've been someplace, we've seen like, you know, 300, 400 people come up and they received a miracle. And you go, wow, why doesn't that happen all the time? And I guess maybe it didn't happen all the time on the basis of Jesus. It wasn't an everyday deal. But when it was a healing time, hang on, things were going to happen. Amen? And I take the word of the Lord. It's much easier now, instead of myself analyzing the word of the Lord so I keep everyone on track, including myself, I look at it through the glasses of biblical truth, and usually the prophetic is not line upon line reading out of the Bible, but it's relating to our life experiences that we're living right now. You know, I don't need Jesus 2,000 years ago. I need Jesus that lives today. You know, I need Jesus that's saying, hey, you know what? You can enter into something that will affect you today. And if that's the case, it's going to change your life forever. Amen. Jeremy, how did we do on that song? Did we get it? Okay. We'll probably play that a little later. So anyway, I was just considering these things this morning just in my personal life, because I can testify of that, how entering into this place called rest is not so easy, especially in the society that we live in today. And there was examples definitely in the Bible that Jesus was trying to bring the people to enter in to a rest that God would take over, and they were, you know, they were taken out of the equation, and God began to take over in their lives. And I really believe that that's probably the greatest thing that we can rely on, is entering into the rest of God. So in Hebrews 4:3, it says, now we who have believed entered that rest. So here we are, and it goes on into it. And if you don't, there's consequences for not entering into the rest, because you don't get the God result. You know what I'm saying? If you enter into the rest, you get the God result. If you don't enter in, it said that you get another result that you don't want. So I want to enter in to believing so that I can enter into the rest of God. Matthew 11:28 says, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. You know, it's kind of like a person coming home. They have four kids, five kids. The guy's coming home. The wife has been working with these kids all day, or school has come. You know, you got four kids, and they're home from school, and they have all that need. And the husband enters in about 5 o'clock, and all he needs is a peanut butter sandwich and a glass of milk. But he gets five kids asking, requesting, Dad, it's so good to see you. This is what I need. And mom's been hearing that all day if they have little kids. You know, and you're going, okay, we'll try to enter into this. And so you enter into that, and at work, it was probably the same way, especially if you're working a job like at DigiKey. How many people work at DigiKey? You know, a lot, and there are going to be a lot more. But you have to deal with all of these things, and if you don't enter in to the rest of God, how are you going to ever find rest? You know, in our society that we find today, and I guess it was kind of cool that they put a day aside for, apparently it must be for resting because everyone takes off and it's kind of a national holiday. But when we enter into his rest, we stop our labors and let him start his. And I find out he's much more, the ability that he has is much more than my ability. And, you know, an everyday deal is pretty normal. And you go through that every day, but it can literally take all the time that you should spend some time with the Lord. There's the demands on people's lives are so demanding that it's hard to get away and rest. You know, the demands on who you are and what you're doing is so difficult to get away. So in the Message Bible, this is how it places it. Are you tired? I'm just looking at my own life this week. I've been doing some projects, and when you get into a project, it seems like the project takes over everything. And you know, I mean, like a project. And if a little project isn't so bad because you can get into it and get done with it in a half hour. But if it's a big project, it consumes you. You wake up, you think about it, and you go to bed and you think about it, and you're wondering. I had put a deck on the building uptown, and the big question was, how do you get from inside the building out on that deck? And I heard that, I bet you I heard it 100 times, so they didn't realize, but I was working, there was two walls, brick walls. I was working on the inside, taking that brick out before I got to the outside. So there looked like there was, and we had a window, of course. And to get on the deck, you could crawl out the window. And Jeremy put that on Facebook. He said, well, now we don't have to see you crawl, or it'll be a little tough on us because we're not going to get to see you crawl out the window. And at my age, the crawling out of the window becomes a lot harder. I used to crawl out of the window. I probably was a lot smaller, too, then at the time. But so sometimes you get into this consuming area. Are you tired? Wore out, burdened by religious things, come to me, get away with me, and you will recover your life. Okay? So I'm wanting to recover my life. I'm glad that project was done, and it's done, and I'm not thinking, I got the door in this last week, and of course the door took a month, so I still had all these questions saying, how do you get in there and out of there? Well, pretty soon there's a door, then they don't ask that question anymore. But it was trying because I said, I'm getting the window and the door last Thursday. Okay, so I was real excited, except I got the door and no window. It got lost. This was after a month. You know, I'm going, I need to enter into some rest here. You know, And so it come to me, get away with me, and you will recover your life. I will show you how you can take a real rest. Okay, let's just do that right now. Just take a deep breath. That feels so good. Bethany, how was your week? We didn't burden you down too much, did we? Time frames, just this, that. We had some situations going, and Bethany was, Jesus is our Savior, but Jesus used Bethany to save us, so that was great, you know. I'm saying, you know, Jesus, I know you died on the cross, but Bethany is really dealing with us in our death and resurrection, so I appreciate that so much, but it was very stressful. And I mean, we've seen miracles in that stress because you can't do anything about it. Someone else can do something about it. And of course, you enter into God's rest and you start seeing miracles like this. And I'm going, wow, how good is that? I will show you how you can take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. I like that. Learn the unforced rhythm. I love that, a rhythm. When you get into a rhythm, you know, just you're flowing, you feeling it. It's the rhythm. It's like a great song. You get into that rhythm that has the anointing, and you just start going, wow, that is, you know, I love Christian music, and I love it, but I love even better anointed Christian music. And like I heard today, man, I'm going, that's good stuff. So walk with me and work with me and watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythm of grace. I won't lay anything heavy on or ill-fitting on you. Thinking about David and Saul's uniform. Keep company with me and you learn to live freely and lightly. Just keep company with me and pretty soon it's a pretty good deal. Now, I don't know, maybe us all relating and as a pastor for many years, I feel like I have to do more of this now in my life than ever before. And I don't know if my eyes are being opened or pressures are getting crazier or God's teaching again, learn of me, hear what I've got to say, live with me, worship me. God, listen. Can you hear that still small voice? Listen to me. And I miss God knowing it. I miss God by hearing it. So I was listening, but I didn't do it. And so when you don't do it, then you're just going, oh, I didn't do it. And you know what? He never condemned me for it. But it didn't help me not to do it. Amen? And so I think about Luke and Mary and Martha. And you've heard the story enough times, and we've made enough excuses for Martha that could go for. And Mary being lazy because she wasn't helping Martha with the dinner and the responsibility of the person that makes the dinner. But you know, this was just kind of like an everyday deal like we're at right now. Are we going to spend time, quality time with Jesus, or are we not? That's really the whole story was Mary sat down at the feet of Jesus and said, man, I need a break. I'm tired. You know, and you know, like religion, I'm tired of religion. I really am, whatever religion is. In fact, I'm tired of myself being in religion and being a creator of religion. I'm tired. I'm weary. And so when I can get freedom like that, then there's life. It's like when we were singing about that song, it was a life-giving source. It was the Spirit, and we didn't have to function all the same way. Some were probably worshiping him in their mind. Some were probably acting with just open worship with their hands raised. But it shouldn't be about that. It should be, did you enter into the rest of God? So when you leave here, if you could continue on with your journey called rest. And this will be a challenge for us definitely this week. Preachers get challenged more than anyone because they're out there flopping their jaws, and then the next week you have to live the deal. You know what I'm saying? You know, if I preach a condemning message, guess who really gets condemned at the next week, you know, the preacher. I'm going, I don't think I'm going to do that anymore. I think I'm going to stick with the grace line on that. And so Mary chose the right thing, and it said Mary chose, and it couldn't be taken away from her. You know, Martha's deal, you know, I mean, she entered in and you got a meal going, and we know how stressful we have plenty of meals, and Danny, we've stressed him out to the place. Sometimes I'm not even going to talk about Danny, it'll come back on me, because I make the demands and Danny has to deal with all the stuff in the kitchen and stuff like that, and other people working with him. But you know what, it becomes very stressful. So in stress, we have to go to the rest.
That's right.
Amen. We cannot stress, because stress is felt. Mm-hmm. You know, my intentions many times when I go home to do something get sideswiped by something else. And it's usually what I was going to do, I didn't do, but I wanted to do, but I didn't do it, and it cost me all sorts of bad things. And it takes you a lot of time to try to clean it up. But if you just say, I'm going to rest, give it a rest. Because yes, you're going to be challenged in this message. You are challenged. It doesn't make any difference. You're going to go through it this next week and the next month. But Mary chose something that Martha should have, could have been in just doing her job, right? Because we go to work, we go through, Isaac, you haven't had any stress in the work field in the last 2-3 weeks, right? Yeah, yeah. Yeah, stuff, stress that is so unbelievable that it would break your heart, break about everything. You know, I know some situations where if you went through it, you'd say, well, how can I find peace? How can I find rest? How can I enter into that? And God just invites you and says, well, enter in and try it out. Because you can't do anything anyway. You know, when Jacob was in the hospital for 6 months, and it was about every other day, they were saying, he's not going to make it. He's got to do this. He's got to do that. You have to do this. And then, but I don't know if we're going to get the results. And finally, they came to a point saying, we can't do anything else. And it was almost of time, you know, after 6 months of dealing with all of this, it was almost a rest in you when people said, I can't do anything more for him. When all the doctors, 13 doctors come and said, we're going to have to take him off all life support. And I'm going, well, gee, you know, I could have started stressing out and crying and moaning and groaning. But it was almost like a place where you went through enough stress that you have to get rid of that. You can't live in that type of stress and have any type of life. And so, you know, it's interesting, when we did that, when the doctors did that, when it was out of control, in 2 weeks' time, we had Jacob home. So the guy that was supposed to be dying and going to die, if they take him off all of this stuff, they didn't know that the God that created Earth can do miracles on Earth. And we weren't heavy-duty Christian type people, but you know what? God was with us. And you know, sometimes you say, well, just look at the world. It's so terrible. Well, you know what? If you could give them the rest, that God is with you. And if you enter in and you take some simple principles to say, okay, God's with me. Yeah, I never knew that I could make it to be a Christian after I had seen what they were going through and how they had to, you know, say the right words and you did all these things. I didn't think I could be a Christian, because it seemed like you have to speak different, you have to act different, you have to curb all your swearing and cursing and all those things, and your dirty jokes have to go out the window. And I thought, man, can I really be a Christian? But you know, when I asked Jesus in, I jumped into a rest that I could trust. And it wasn't an easy deal. It wasn't like, you know, now I won't tell dirty jokes anymore. But when I relied on him, he took that away. You know, and he's the way maker.
That's right.
Jesus really is the way maker. And I found a gal that she can sing a song called The Way Maker that will, it's heavy anointed. And we're going to play that. But, you know, if you're challenged, whether it be in school, I mean, school is opening up. Do you think the kids are going to go through challenges? The testings and the peer pressures and all of the stuff they're going to bring home. Thank God for godly moms and dads. You know, or maybe ungodly dads and moms. But if you could give them the truth instead of giving them, when you get saved, everything changes. You give them the truth saying, hey, when you enter into his rest, something's going to start changing. And from the very first day, I believed. I've not did it every day or every hour, but my desire should be that way. Amen?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Bless you guys. So here we are. We're at the rest of God, and so what we're going to do is we're going to listen to this lady as she sings, and then I think there's a release, and Jeff, as he was prophetically declaring it, there's something in the room that is going to give us the Mary-type faith to walk into and just sit down, keep your mouth shut, listen to the Master, hear what he has to say. You know, it's not so much about myself, and it's not so much about you have to please everyone. As a minister, you know, you're trying to please everyone, and you're not doing a very good job. So after 20 years, you should probably stop trying to please everyone and please me. You know, God saying, please me. Come on into the resting room of where God's at. So Jeremy, could you... start that up, kickstart that, and you can stand up, you can do anything. This gal's powerful.
You wipe away all tears. You're the answer to it all. Jesus, you wipe away all tears. You mend the broken heart. You're the answer to it all. I worship you. You are here, meeting every need. I worship you. I worship you. Oh, de 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 motion de amazeke ane.
Hallelujah. Would you just please stand for a moment before we dismiss? In the spirit of that song is the resting place of God. And of course, she took us to that resting place, and even the pathway that he's wanting to do something great, not only for this 45 minutes, but great in your life for the rest of the week, the rest of the month. And sometimes if you could grab that right there, just that word right there in bringing that he's the way maker. And whatever's standing in your way now, and it can be the most devastating thing, I mean devastating, things that are so deep, so hurtful, things that could rip people's lives apart, destroy and fill it with worry. And that place where if we don't get into the place where we don't labor anymore. God, you gave us a day, but we're wanting a month, and we're wanting a year, we're wanting the rest of our life so we can rest in you. Well, I don't want to labor in myself. And I love people that serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and we're not trying to get away from work, because Scripture tells us that we would work 6 days and rest on the seventh. But God, I have to enter into the Sabbath rest that you have for me. God, the people that are around, even this last week, people that are fighting cancer, people that are going bankrupt or having struggles that are just mind-boggling struggles. Lord, I believe, Lord, that if we would take the advice of this lady that was singing, she brought us and she went there. There's a place in God called his rest. And reading this scripture, I see two things about entering into his rest. If you don't have peace, then you're not in his rest. And isn't that what the world is saying? I need peace. I need more peace in my life. So if you're not getting that, the fruit of God, the purpose and the gifts of God, receiving that peace, you need to maybe just sit down and go over to Google and Google this song up and do it one more time. And how about joy? When you're going through things that are just unbelievable, and the Bible says that we will go through these things and we will have persecution, but the fact is we're supposed to go through it with joy. And I don't know, that's supernatural, that's super spiritual. that we could actually go through this stuff with joy. So I ask, Lord, that we would have on this Labor Day, that we would not enter into the labors of our deeds and works and all the stuff that's going on, but God, that we would replace that with the things that cannot be taken away from us. We ask now that what Mary was seeking, she was going to sit with the Master and hear what he has to say. And whatever that means, because year after year, you're going to have to do this thing. You know, if you don't get it today, if you don't get it today, it'll be testing you tomorrow. If you don't get it, you know, tomorrow, it'll be next month. And if you don't ever get it, that's a tough deal. That's a real tough deal. So, you know, if we can get it here, God is the way maker. Jesus is the way maker. And in all of our situations, we believe right now, Jesus, you've entered into this place. And we call you the way maker that will change everything that we're going into. And I thank you, Lord. I even thank you, Lord, for the testings of my faith, that they would be precious and they would be strong and sometimes furiously underrated, thinking about David fighting a giant. And he could have taken Saul's armor and put it on and fought the giant, but he entered into the rest. When Paul said it in Romans, where he said, you know, I want to do this, but I can't do it, because it seems like when I want to do it, it was like he was in a major fight. And I really believe that's the fight of faith. I believe that that's a fight of going in and saying, God, I'm sitting here. I'm hearing you. And when I leave this room, or I leave a prayer time, or leave a worship time, whatever it is, Lord, that I am going to be in peace and joy and in the right way. Father, we release it upon each person here, God, that their Labor Day will be a day that they can walk in the peace and the joy and the righteousness of Jesus Christ. So we thank you for the Holy Spirit, because you said that's where it's at, in the Holy Spirit. We thank you for that. God, we ask you to bless each person here. God, if I get blessed, that'd be great, but you know what? I want a blessing, and I know you want a blessing for every person. That we could just stop and say, hey, I'm going to step in to this place, and I'm going to receive my peace now. Come away with me, saith the Spirit of the Lord. Come away with me, my beloved. Come away with me, and I will teach you, and I will give you understanding of what life is all about. Because I came from heaven to earth to give you life, and life more abundantly. We release the abundant life of God on each person now, in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. If you're needing prayer in any way, shape, or form, please come, and we'll have ministers ready to pray for you.